Good morning, children. How are we this morning? Good. Do we have any prayer requests as we start this morning?
Wilbur's.
Brother David.
Brother David.
Mom and Dad is in California.
Chris and Kim.
Ryan and Kobe.
Ryan and Kobe. Norman. Anyone else this morning? All right, let's open with prayer then. Heavenly Father, we come to Thee, Lord, this morning. We thank You once again for Your wonderful blessings, for the rain and the sunshine You've given us, Lord, this year. And thank You for all Your blessings there. We pray that You continue to be with the ones that are away from us this morning. Be with David and Norman as they travel and watch over them. Lord, help them to reach out to the ones that are seeking. Pray that You will help them to find their paths towards those people. We pray for Kobe and Ryan and for Wilbur and his family as they are up there with Brother Joe. We pray that You will also be with Joe and be with his family, Lord. Help him. Help his family to see the strength in following the Lord and open their eyes unto the truth, Lord. Pray that You will help Wilbur and the boys to be a good light unto that family and to the others that are around there. Pray that You will give them strength and guidance. Help them to stand strong and to be a good light unto Thee. We pray that You be with Kim and Chris as they travel. Watch over them and bring them home safely. Dear Lord, we pray that You will give us guidance always. Be with the ones that are not with us, Lord, but are seeking. We pray that You will help them to find fellowship and help them to keep seeking Thy kingdom. Give us strength and guidance. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, I guess we're in Psalm 5 this morning. And this is another few verses on prayer, like a morning prayer unto the Lord. It speaks of being kind of teaching us how to pray unto the Lord. We know, as we read, that David prayed three times a day. And we know that as followers of the Lord, that there's a lot of opportunities that we pray a lot more than that. And so this is just some encouraging words here. As I was reading in the Septuagint, it also says that it's pointing towards the end, pointing towards the final end, towards Christ. That of His coming, of the Lord's coming in the end and Christ. And so we'll start out and read in Psalms 5 here. Give ear to my words, O Lord, consider my meditation. Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King and my God. For unto Thee I will pray. My voice shall Thou hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning will I direct my prayer unto Thee and will look up. For Thou art not a God that hath pleasure in wickedness, neither shall evil dwell with Thee. The foolish shall not stand in Thy sight. Thou hatest all workers of iniquity. Thou shalt destroy them that speak leasing. The Lord will abhor the bloody and deceitful man. But as for me, I will come into Thy house in the multitude of Thy mercy, and in Thy fear will I worship towards Thy Holy Spirit. Temple. Lead me, O Lord, in Thy righteousness because of mine enemies. Make Thy way straight before my face. For there is no faithfulness in Thy mouth. Their inward part is very wicked. Wickedness, their throat is an open sepulchre. They flatter with their tongue. And I want to read in the Septuagint here. It kind of has a little bit. It just... It says, "For there is no truth in their mouth. Their heart is vain. Their throat is an open grave. They deal deceitfully with their tongues." It's just speaking of the evil persons here, of how that God will not allow any of that evilness, of that wickedness in His kingdom. And it's speaking of those people, how that when they open their mouth, they're deceitful. They're always trying to give us the untruth and try to make us to not see what is the real truth, which is following the Lord. And it says in verse 10, "Destroy thou them, O God. Let them fall by their own counsels. Cast them out in the multitude of their transgressions, for they have rebelled against thee. But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy, because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. For thou, Lord, wilt bless the righteous. With favor wilt thou compass him as with a shield." And we know as various places in the Bible it speaks that of the various wickedness of this world and the things that is around us every day, and that how that will not be allowed in the kingdom of God. God is a just God and a righteous God, and He will not allow any of that wickedness or deceitfulness to be in there. And for the ones that follow the Lord and trust in Him, will be happy. They will have a good place. It won't be like this world where we have to watch all the time and try to refrain from that wickedness and from those things that surround us every day that seem to be fun or seem to be very pleasurable, but it's not. It's only for a short time in this world, but the joy in the Lord is forever. It's what will give us life. The joy of this world, it only brings death to us. It will only bring the death after we're gone from this world and keep us from the Lord. So we must always be on guard for that and to pray to the Lord every day that He will watch over us and that He will help us to have the eyes to see that, to discern from the wickedness and from the just, because it says that in the end times it will be even hard for the greatest of God's followers. It will be where they could be deceived. And so we must always stand strong and to pray in the Lord and ask for that, to give us those eyes to discern and help us through that. Does anybody have any questions about the chapter this morning? It's a very good chapter to keep in mind as we grow in the Lord and follow His way, that we ask for His strength and to pray to Him. That is our way of talking to the Lord, and the Lord talking to us is prayer a lot. It's kind of like our telephone to the Lord. But we have to be sure that we're humble in heart when we come to Him, because a lot of times our prayers doesn't leave the ceiling if we're not humble and really wanting to pray to the Lord. Let's try not to let it be a habit sometimes. Sometimes we get in a habit of prayer where we just say the same thing over or ask for the very same things. And I think that just gets to where we get it to a routine instead of really speaking to the Lord. And so sometimes we need to really look into our hearts and think of other things that we can speak to the Lord and have Him help us with. All right, I guess we'll stand then and be ready to say our verses. I guess we'll come up here to the front and start with them. And I guess we'll start here if you want to.
Korah brought some men up to with him to see if they could
they did not like Moses to be leader because they thought that he was a bad leader, and they should have just let Moses be leader and lead them to where they're supposed to be.
Genesis 13, Lot chose the best land when he should have asked Abram what he thought Lot should have, since Abram was older and was his uncle.
Absalom rebelled against his father and tried to take over the kingdom, and instead he should have obeyed and honored his father.
Jehoshaphat helped Ahab fight, and he should have left Ahab fight his own battles.
Adam and Eve should have just not ate the fruit that they shouldn't have.
Samson and Delilah. Samson took and gave a secret to Delilah, and his punishment was that he had to be a slave for the Philistines.
David wanted to marry Bathsheba, so he put Bathsheba's husband in front of the army so he'd get killed so he could marry Bathsheba. He should have been content with his own.
Adam and Eve ate the fruit, and God should have obeyed and
Hebrew, so he killed him, and he should have just not gotten so angry. And went, he was angry because the Israelites were complaining, and God told him to speak to the rock for water. He was so angry that he instead just hit it with a stick.
Disobeyed God, he wouldn't let his people go, so God sent 10 plagues. Then he let his people go, then he sent his army to chase the people. Then his army died in the Red Sea. What he should have done was to let his people go for the first time.
King Saul should have obeyed God when God told him to kill all the people and all the animals, but he only killed the men and kept all the best animals, and he should have obeyed and killed everything. And he got his kingdom taken away from him.
Matthew 19:22. And when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. He should obey Jesus.
An angel told Lot to get out of Sodom, and not to look back. And as they were going, Lot's wife looked back and turned into a pillar of salt, and she should not have looked back.
God told Adam and Eve not to eat the fruit, but they disobeyed and ate the fruit, and they should not.
God told Moses to speak to a rock to give water for the children of Israel, and in his anger, Moses hit the rock, and he couldn't go to the promised land. He should have obeyed God.
King Asa didn't want God to heal his disease feet, so he just went to a whole bunch of doctors.
David made the wrong decision when he committed adultery and sent for Bathsheba while she was still another man's wife. He should have just let her alone.
King Saul didn't wait for Samuel to make the offering, and his kingdom got taken from him, and he should have waited on Samuel.
Ananias and Sapphira lied to the apostles, then they had to die. They should not have lied.
Okay, is that everyone then? All right. I will think some more today and give you what I want you to do for next week tonight. You may be dismissed then.